Millennials often prioritize living their best lives by ignoring symptoms or postponing a doctor visit, which is easy to do, especially around the busy holiday season. But when it comes to a disease like multiple sclerosis, which millennials are in the age group most likely to be diagnosed, delaying diagnosis and treatment can negatively impact their health. Here to share insights on life with MS, the impact of this disease, and the importance of early diagnosis and treatment is Trish Palmer, a travel nurse living with MS, and Dr. Martin Belkin from the Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders. Dr. Belkin, what exactly is multiple sclerosis? What does it mean? And why is early diagnosis and treatment so important?
So MS, or multiple sclerosis, is a potentially debilitating autoimmune condition. It affects about 1 million adults in the United States, and it affects people in the prime of their lives. So the average age of diagnosis is about 34, so it's that millennial generation where you see the majority of the diagnoses, and that's when people are starting their careers and starting their families. However, MS can lead to irreversible physical disability. For example, it can lead to issues with vision, weakness or numbness in the extremities, gait and balance difficulties, fatigue, cognition, amongst other things. And so it's critically important that we get people not to ignore symptoms. If they have symptoms, seek out a physician. And if they're diagnosed with MS, it's so important to get on an early therapy so they don't develop that physical disability and they can continue to lead their best life.
Trisha, you are a travel nurse. Can you please share your experience with MS and how it's impacted your life?
Yeah, so like Dr. Belkin said, I was diagnosed at 30. My initial symptoms were numbness and tingling in my right side, which I woke up with one morning, and I ignored for a while. And as those symptoms got worse, I ended up seeing a physician and was diagnosed with relapsing multiple sclerosis. Those are very scary things, the symptoms and then the subsequent diagnosis. And talking with my doctor, he reinforced that it was very important to get started on a disease-modifying therapy as soon as possible. Eventually, I got started on Ocrevus, which is a twice-yearly infusion, and it's the best thing for me. The scheduling is perfect. I can live my life. I can do the things I did before. I can do more things than that. I want to, have a normal life as a 30-something-year-old, and Ocrevus, the dosing schedule allows me to do that.
Dr. Belkin, the youngest millennial right now is right around 27, and the range is maybe 38, 39. Why is it so important to increase awareness of MS among this generation?
Yeah, so I'm here on behalf of Genentech to help raise awareness about MS and get people to advocate for their own health. And so millennials generally prioritize their life differently than prior generations. And so they focus on living their life and put healthcare second. And what we want to do is emphasize the importance of putting healthcare first when symptoms may arise. And if someone has any symptom, seek out a healthcare provider. And again, if they are diagnosed with MS, need to go get on an effective therapy early. And what we've learned is MS can be progressive from the start. And so even if someone's feeling well and doing well, progression can be going on but kind of behind the scenes, that if it goes untreated, somewhere down the road can lead to disability, can lead to increased symptoms. And so what we want to do is educate them to, again, take control of their health, get on a treatment should they be diagnosed with MS, and, again, help prevent that from occurring in the future. One thing I do want to mention is treatments do have side effects and risks, and so it's so important that patients work with their healthcare provider to make sure they're on the right treatment that's going to be best for them.
Trish, you mentioned that you were pretty scared with your diagnosis. What advice would you have for those who are newly diagnosed with MS?
I think the best thing I ever did was reach out to other people. And it's scary, it's daunting, and it's a huge benefit to you to seek out support groups. It was really hard for me to do that at first, but ultimately it's the best thing I did. And then be your own advocate. Advocating for yourself empowers you to be a part of your healthcare team. And those things together really make your journey a lot easier.
Well, Trish and Dr. Belkin, I want to thank you both for joining us. Dr. Belkin, where can people go for more information about this?
So a website they can go to is Ocrevus.com, where they can learn more about MS. They can learn more about a potential disease-modifying therapy that could be right for them, along with the safety and prescribing information, and just educate and empower themselves about their own health.
I want to thank you both for your time with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Millennials with MS. We were joined with Trish Palmer, a travel nurse living with multiple sclerosis, and Dr. Martin Belkin from the Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders. This interview was originally held November 18th of 2022.